right, Confessions at 7, Confessions 87 at wild941.com. This is pretty much a confession that I don't understand. So I said MacDill, but I think maybe anybody, National Guard, anybody former military, like, you know, maybe y'all could help with this. There's not too many specifics, but it says, "Dear Freak Show, good morning. I listen to you guys every morning. I'm writing a confession because I need to hear you guys discuss it. I've only talked about this with one other person. I made a confession to my priest, and I feel like you guys can add a little bit of insight. I'm a military man, and I broke a rule, a big rule. To share with you at this point, no one knows, and I think I have a decent shot at getting away with it. But I'm worried, like really, really worried, what if they're putting together an investigation or looking into it. I'm growing paranoid to be home, to be honest. Should I come clean, face my consequences, and pray for leniency, or pretend nothing happened and see where it goes? It's really just a question about being honest and taking your lumps as you get them, or do you wait for the blank to hit the fan? I wish I could get into specifics, but obviously I don't want to, because if you guys talk about it, then it will put a lot of info out there in the air, and then I would definitely seal my fate. What do you think about taking your lumps at the beginning or kind of waiting for it to hit the fan? Love y'all's show. Appreciate it."
Man, don't tell. Don't say nothing. You gotta roll the dice. Your first gamble was breaking whatever rule you broke. That you shouldn't have done.
We don't even know what the rule was, though.
What did he say, a big one, right?
He said it was a big rule that he broke, and but he didn't say why. Like, I mean, did a commander tell you to do it, or was it good for, like, you know, some people break rules because it's good for one of their compadres or colleagues. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I shouldn't do this, but I'm gonna break the rule because somebody in trouble. Like, I ain't supposed to leave the house without a mask. If I look outside and see a kid about to get hit with a truck, and I'm running outside and grab him. Now, I didn't broke every rule, but I broke it to save this kid's life.
Yeah,
but
I don't think this was that situation.
I don't know. I'm throwing in hypothetical
clues. If
you haven't gotten caught yet, I know that I'm sure you probably have high anxiety and are paranoid and thinking about it all the time. But yo, man, let it do its course, and you might get away with this.
There's something to be said. There's something to be said about honesty. Like, if you can get ahead of it, because I know I manage the station, and I've told, like, me and Davi, me and all kind of employees, Buckwheat, everybody who has gotten into some issues, I've told them, if you tell me first, I can help you walk through it. But if you wait for me to find out with the bosses, then my hands are tied. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. if you bring it to me and say, on everything before we hit the fan, I want to tell you what happened because I need you to counsel my next move. And I'm like, all right, bet. Here's what we're going to do. Let's approach it this way. If it hits the boss level, then it's going to go to corporate. It's going to go to HR. It's going to go to all this other stuff. Let me try and help you beforehand. So you got to trust somebody. Like, it's almost like getting ahead of it sometimes is the issue. And this, again, without us knowing what the issue is, just as a philosophy on life, do you head on with what you did, or do you hide it and wait for it to hit the fan? Because if it don't hit the fan, you safe. But if it do, you guilty. Like, but
there's some things that people around here have done hoping that you would never know, because they would have gotten in trouble if you would have found out. And lo and behold, it slipped through the cracks, you know?
I know you don't believe in snitching.
This is a pure hypothetical.
I believe you just snitched on some people. I don't know. 888-429-0941. With the little information we do have, what would you do in that situation? What do you do in your situation? If something you're facing, because the guilt will eat you up. The anxiety or whatever you want. Yeah, that'll eat you up wondering. Because now everybody, when they call you to their office, you're like, oh, damn, is this the one? You know, so
sometimes
what do you do?
And that's,
what did you say?
I said sometimes it's just easier to let it out and deal with the repercussions than living your life for whatever period of time, thinking every day, thinking like, are they looking at me funny? Do they know something? Do they not know something?
Yeah, but breaking the rules in the military can have very dire consequences. You could get court-martialed. You could end up in jail. You never know what could happen.
That's true too. You got to look at the consequences. Like, what? How bad can it get?
It could get like, really bad.
When it come out, what's the worst it could do?
They're like, Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, they're like, well, you ever heard of treason? They're like, oh, no. Hold up, Billary Wayne. You need to slow down. Slow down. Let's see here. We got our confession at 7. We have a military guy that basically broke a rule, didn't tell us what rule, but he did say that he has the ability to get in front of it or wait for it to hit the fan. And so we're basically just taking it on just a GP. This is like, you know, how do you approach life? If it's facing you at the job and you can get ahead of it, or you want to keep that thing quiet and wait to see if it pops off. That's what we got. So texts are coming in now in that approach. 888-429-0941. What we got?
We got a text out the 813. It says, hell no, do not do it. Let the military police or investigators do their job. Let them work. They have to work to catch me. And I didn't do it.
That's what you know, when they say as soon as they said that, it reminded me of blackjack. When I teach people how to play blackjack, let the dealer do the work. Like, you don't bust. If you got a 12 or 13, you stay, let the dealer do the work, and then just reap the benefit. Don't be like, let me hit it again and get 23 and bust and save their life. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like likened to that. You know, like, you just sit there. I do understand that. That's a good recommendation. What else we got on the text?
Okay, so we have a text out of the 813. I was in the Navy for 8 years. When something happens, if you come out and tell the truth, your commander may help you cover it up. If it gets out of hand and they start an investigation, it goes above your commander's head and you're screwed. There's nothing your commander can do for you. And the repercussions from an investigation will be far worse than coming out and being clean.
See, that's what I said, Dobby. So you want to tell me what happened?
Yeah, but what? No, I don't know. It was a pure hypothetical. But yeah. Hey, what in your SVU mind, what do you think this guy did? I know everybody's thinking about what do you think?
I can't, because I mean, with the military, they got so many things that are like he said he broke a big rule. A big rule would be like leaving against your will, like against your duty. What do they call it? Like absent without leave.
Or like desertion?
Like when you go AWOL.
Yeah.
When you like absent, like if you do that or I think sleeping with an officer might be something janky.
See, I was thinking like, more like a security breach. Like he sent some information to somebody that he wasn't supposed to.
But you wouldn't want to tell that. That couldn't be it.
Of course not.
If he's thinking about should I tell or should I not, you know, Edward Snowden don't be like that. Like, oh, should I tell? No, because you don't. No, not a whistleblower.
I meet a lot of people that are in the military and they have certain clearances, and they're very tiptoeing around what they can say. Like, okay, I can't say this, but if I say it a certain way, I give myself kind of like an out. So right. Maybe he was just giving too much info. Maybe he was pillow talking with some girl or something.
Or maybe he had access to something and left something open. And somebody saw it, like it got out. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like Hillary Clinton emails.
Like, yeah, you know, like he's sitting there thumbing through the 80,000 emails. And all of a sudden, his cleaning lady came in. It was like, what is this? And you know, so I scrolling through. Next thing you know, Rosa got the info.
Who is Mr. Putin?
Yeah, what is Vladimir Putin? What is Putin? Who is Putin? I don't know. Let's see. We got text still flying in. 888-429-0941.
Out the 813, it says, peace is a sacred commodity that should be valued, and some choices can derail that. Pursue peace and make sure that your decisions do not affect anyone else. No one wants to be broadsided with the situation that you know about that can affect someone else. Think about your mental peace and your mental health.
Okay, so that's taking the high road, saying your mental peace, like Vanessa said, looking over your shoulder and worried about like how this is going to fall out will give you anxiety, heart attack, whatever. So that's somebody who's leaning on the side of, hey, get in front of it. See, I'm telling you, this is a life lesson. We ain't got to know the dirt.
I want to know the dirt, though.
I didn't say I didn't want to know the dirt. I said we ain't got to know the dirt to still make this lesson about what do you do? Do you get in front of it? So wait, I need a vote. Vanessa, tell or don't tell? Ride it out or ride into it?
I say tell, man. Get that off your, get that anxiety off of you, that stress.
Davi?
Okay, there's a two-part answer. First part is never commit a crime with Vanessa. And then, and then no, man, take it to the grave. Let the investigators investigate.
My thing is, if the military is still, how much time do you have left? Like, if the military is a thing that you need to take care of, you want to try and hold on to it as long as you can, I would say get ahead of it. Now, if you pretty much like really about to be done and you like, yo, I could do something else. I could fix these motors. I know how to make a good cupcake or something like that. Then, yeah, you might want to just go ahead and keep it quiet. And if it hit the fan, you know, then you just lose your career and you can go at, you become the next, you know, Uncle Ben or Betty Crocker or something. Oh. So you can do next Aunt Jemima. They got a job opening. So you can do that. So that's what I think. At least we'll ride out with that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.